T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, we have a situation where somebody won the Mega Millions for $1.1 billion. Had to be in New Jersey, right? And then we had no winner in the Powerball, so the next drawing over the weekend on Saturday is $935 million. And I always calculate it, you know, in terms of if you take the lump sum, it's like a third of that. But I don't even know if it's a full third of that. So there's a whole bunch of questions. We make jokes on the show, and even listeners joke with me too. You know, if we win, I'm going to get Morgan a Rolls Royce. I'm going to get Matt the best minivan ever made. Mark Christopher, I'll get a VW Golf. And, you know, we're just having fun with that. But there's some practical questions as you daydream, as you're walking down the street, of what to do. And so it's always kind of fun to talk about with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti joining us here on Brian and Company. Heath, good morning.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. I was wondering if you were going to buy me a car, too.
Well, listen, if I win, depends on what your ambitions are. Like, am I going to buy you a Bentley? No. But, I, you know, if you need something to get the kids around, I'm happy to help, you know, with my money. But that's part of it. It's like you hear stories about, you know, so many people getting at you for the money, and there's horror stories of people blowing all their money quickly and all this other stuff.
Sure.
I have some baseline questions. I don't know if you're able to answer any of all of them. But if you're the single winner of $1.1 billion and you take the lump sum, how much are you actually taking home if you won it in the state of Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, basically that lump sum is, you know, with the present value of the future payment. So, you know, it's gonna certainly be reduced. And then, of course, you have all the taxes on it. So if you take it all at once, I think you're probably right with what you said earlier. It's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a third, or, you know, a third to a half of what that lump sum is. So you're not walking away with all that money in your pocket.
And
it's still a big chunk of change.
Is it still... I always assumed that it was better to take the lump sum than the annuity, right? Is that still the case?
Yeah, you know, it kind of depends. I mean, I think for me, I probably would do that. I think I would rather have control over the money. I mean, you know, for some people, maybe almost to protect themselves against some of their impulses, taking the, you know, the payout over a number of years might even be better. You know, so part of that is, you know, your personality and your personal habits, and are you good with money or not? So it could depend on that too, not just the dollars and cents and the numbers of it.
Well, that's actually a really fair point. I mean, the assumption always is that if you believe in the natural flow of inflation, the money will be worth less in the future than it is today. We're talking with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti here in Brian and Company. So honestly, say you got cut a check, just hypothetically, for $350 million and... Right? I mean, you have to do something with it. And some of these banks, I even looked, like, they don't insure deposits over $25 million. So, like, what do you do? Actually, what would be the first thing you do with such an amount?
Yeah, you know, if I'm watching TV and they read off my numbers, you know, first, what I would tell people is take a breather. I mean, obviously, that is probably a huge rush of energy. I would not be shouting it from the rooftops and telling everybody I know about this. I would, you know, I'd keep a little bit of a privacy initially. You also probably want to, you know, secure that ticket. You know, make sure you have it in a safe place. Maybe take some pictures of the ticket. You know, you don't want to lose it. And, you know, start to gather your team around you, right? Like, whether it's a financial advisor, accountant, maybe, you know, estate planning attorneys, folks that are well-versed in how best to approach this and start to set up a plan first before you just start going crazy.
What do you do with the actual money, though? Like, I mean, you have to put it somewhere, right?
Yeah. No, you got to put it somewhere. So initially, yeah, they'll probably cut you a check. You know, initially, you're probably going to put that in a bank, but I don't think it should all stay in one place, right? You know, right. You know, you mentioned this earlier. I mean, there's only a certain amount of guarantees that you can have in a bank. And, you know, with that type of money, I mean, you run out of that guarantee pretty quickly. So, you know, you probably ultimately want to build a plan where you're putting the money in probably several different pots and, you know, spreading around the risk.
Hey, we're talking with Matt. You just made a funny joke in my ear. Heath Grossman, Johnson & Brunet joining us here in Brian & Company. You know, it's sort of fascinating to think about it. Everyone does it. I mean, the odds are huge. But also, like, you know, there are other winners like million-dollar level and so on and so forth. I guess my question is, are these always – you hear horror stories like – it would be hard to blow it, but I mean, essentially, like, I don't know, are these things always a net positive for people?
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, it's not everybody that wins a lottery is like this big billion-dollar winner and everything. I mean, certainly we've heard a lot of horror stories out there of people that have won a lot of money. And, you know, it's not always a positive outcome. I mean, the money can change you. You know, that's the other thing I would say to somebody that won a ton of money here is don't lose your sense of self, right? You know, it doesn't change who you are as a person, right? It could certainly change your life. It could provide you a lot of opportunity and your family members and the folks that you love. But don't lose that sense of self and who you are. And, you know, you're right. I mean, I've met lots of people over the years that have won, you know, more moderate amounts of money in the lottery, you know, $1 million here, you know, a couple $100,000. And the situations that I've seen, you know, have been fairly positive. I've seen lots of people that have won more moderate amounts of money, and they've been pretty smart with the money, and it didn't totally change their lives.
I'm ready for that change, Heath.
Yeah, I'm open to it.
It's fun to talk about. It's fun to think about, and we'll see what happens. It'd be fun to even just have a winner from Connecticut, and they can always go to Johnson Brunetti to help with all their needs.
Absolutely. We're happy to help out.
All right, Heath, have a great one. Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.